was after 52, I remember.
After he came to West.
After he came in, to West in 1952, and met with the accident. Then he gave public the opportunity to see him in the West. Then he came to India. He went out.
Then he was just but all the previous years it was
always in public. Prior to that. Mm. Till new life, till the end till of wanderings in new life, huh?
Gosh, I didn't know that. Except for when he was here at Mehrabad.
His lovers to them, of course, but in the public, when you go out in the marketplaces and travels and all in common.
I don't get it, talking about never being able to say who Baba was. You never asked him. Even when she first went to Myrtle Beach, she was terribly afraid of even saying Baba.
The greatest difficulties were like this, but had we told the name, it would have been very easy. Because they had heard the name. Name was there, but not to give recognition to the name.
But
he's the one.
What about like in, we see the Nasik film, 37, was a public darshan, no?
Well,
so those were not given generally, only...
No, they came for Mehrabah's darshan at that time.
Uh-huh.
But when he would go to the general public like that, he's in his work, he is active. While he's doing work, while he's contacting
then
the mosque, while he's with the lepers, while he remains incognito. When he is busy doing his work, when he is giving darshan, in Mehrabah, there were crowds of people in the early 20s, you see, when he came over here. On the contrary, Pendu tells us, I was not there, Pendu tells us, that how fed up they were of the people who would come from Ahmednagar. They didn't know what to do because they were given duties. There were many people there, many sections there, and each one was appointed, not many hands there. They had to do work till late hours in the night. And when the people would come for his darshan, they would come in gulab carts, tongas. At the time they were famous, you know, Ahmednagar tongas were famous. So they would come on foot, on cycle and all that. So then Baba would be there. They would pass by in no time. And what about the duties at the dispensary? What about the duties at the leper asylum? What about the duty of the wayfarers? Who would be there? What about grinding the... there were no, what do you call, flour mills. We had to grind our own corn, you see, in order to get dough for whatever, the chapatis or bhakris or anything like that. So yeah, people would be there by thousands. So, they were so fed up about it. So they said, Baba, how is it possible if they come here, we can't attend to our duties, what to do now? Should we tell them? Should we fix a day? So Baba said, well, don't say anything. They will stop coming. I'm sure enough. He says, he remembers the day, without our telling anything. They came without telling them. And they stopped without telling them.
No.
There was a day, nobody came. And from that day, Baba remained quiet and everything was peaceful and he remained busy with his work and all that. So there was no question of telling people or not telling people.
But in all the travels, over India, north, south, east, west, and so forth,
always incognito.
And Baba traveled so many, thousands and thousands of miles that we don't even know about.
Oh, yeah. The only reference that we could give is our elder brother. Even the mas would call him Anna, means elder brother.
Anna, how does that spell in English?
A-double-N-A.
Just like the coin, huh?
And Anna, yeah, Anna. Anna means from South India to Ghana. But it was.
So much fighting.
Yeah, and upheavals in the country, World War II, and the partition, all the riots and everything.
Memo was saying the other day that it was, I would imagine, that during the war, that it was quite difficult to travel, to get the spaces and things like that on the train.
Well, we remember pushing Baba through the window. Lifting him up and putting him through the window. And there would be one of us from there to take him inside. And what a fight we'll have. But we were strong people. We care for these things. Bees to bees, yeah.
And all the luggage, too.
And the luggage and everything, huh?
Didn't want to know he's Mayor Robin because you guys would have to...
Yeah, we had nothing to do because Baba was incarnate or nobody knows about it. We just pushed up with him. We could do that. We were strong people and we knew how to handle them. There would be many fights. This reminds me of another fine thing, real thing that happened. But you know, behind it all was his greatest authority. That we were under the shade of the highest authority in the college. And we had that conviction.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another glaring example. I don't know, I told this story to anybody. I don't know. What happened one day, we were traveling in train. And at that time, there was this lot of partition had taken place. Riots had subsided. Those people, you see, who had become the leaders of the towns and cities, those who were from the Congress Party and all that, and they wore khadi cap, and everything was fine. They were considered to be the leaders of the public. We were traveling in third-class compartment. Baidur was very rough and crude person. He was very good at his job, but he was crude.
Mm-hmm.
That we have to be very careful with that. So you would say things to people like that. you wouldn't care whether he's a saint or a perfect master. You didn't care. And he was like a bulldozer. You know, just move on. You know, clear up the... So like this, what happened, we were traveling in Gujarat. Those were the days when they used to tell, they had terrible grudge against the Zoroastrians,
mm-hmm.
these people.
Mm-hmm.
We would sit on the platform. Baba was with us, and they would recognize us as Parsis, Zoroastrians,
mm-hmm.
and they would notice us, and amongst themselves they would talk in Gujarati, because Gujarati is Gujarati.
Mm-hmm.
So they would say that, well, very soon the day will come when these people who call themselves great masters, their wives and their sisters will be working as maids in our house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Baba heard this. Mm-hmm. Baba heard this. Mm-hmm. We didn't say anything. We just usually, such was the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
For us, of course in general, mm-hmm. not for us, in general. So that atmosphere, those were the years. So we were one day traveling in the third class compartment, it rained a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And third class compartment, there's no need to say anything. Those who have traveled in Indian rain. Nowadays it's nothing. Formerly, I don't know what had happened. So nowadays there are many trains. Mm-hmm. Formerly there were not trains. Not many trains. So we were traveling, we had our compartment, everything was there.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for us, you know, we had to go long distance. We are passing through Gujarat,
mm-hmm.
from Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
Just now, I think it was Nadiad station.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that station. It's a stronghold of Gujarati leaders and all that.
About 6 or 7 of you or something?
Mm-hmm.
About 6 or 7?
How many of you with Baba?
4 of us who were there, by myself, by Dul Kakabaria, Chagan Master.
Mm-hmm.
4 of us were there. And Baba,
mm-hmm.
his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And luckily for us, we had taken our seats, with pressure,
mm-hmm.
as usual, through the windows and all that. But we could go to the other side during the journey,
mm-hmm.
to the other side. You know, sometimes it so happens when a train goes, the stations are always on this side,
mm-hmm.
platforms come this side. So we were on the opposite
mm-hmm.
side.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, all 4 of us were there, and Baba. Baba was by my side,
mm-hmm.
and Baidu, and Chagan, and Kaka, all were there. We had occupied one bench near the window side. Baidu was sitting at the door side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are two
yeah.
doors,
yeah.
one towards the platform, opens on the platform, the other on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we were seated. We had nothing to do. We just sat. It was very late in the night.
Mm-hmm.
We had to keep awake and all that. And in that rush, what a rush there was, in that rush, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't personally know, I had nothing to do with it. So I was by, Baidul was there, I was sitting, and Baba, by side of Baba, Kakabaria and Chagan. So we were there. Train had come to a halt at a big station. The station name, as I said, was Nadiad. And knowing fully well, there was a lot of rush at the platform side, so
mm.
somebody th- thought, say, it would be nice for him to enter by the other door, you know, that other side. So he did open the door, and he entered. And Baidul, as usual, if he had little sense, what have we to do with these people, you see, if they enter or not enter, we have to do our work. Mm. But what he did at that time, he just with his iron hand, you know, just did this to that person and that fellow, went there.
And when he was, threw out of the compartment?
Yeah.
Threw out of the train.
Like this to him, you know, get out from here, he said, why do you enter like this?
Yeah.
And he fell down. That's what he said. Yeah. Later on, of course, what happened, I don't know. But he was using some harsh words and pushed this man and shut the door, you see, with a hop. He just said, it's all right, it's passing off. He didn't realize who the man was. He was the mayor of the place.
Oh, no.
And just imagine now what happens to us. So, nothing, it was all quiet. Mm. People had rushed in, people are rushing. So he entered. From the right side, on the right side. He looked at us. No. Then what happened? From there he started shouting. He said, I will show you, I will see that you people get a, what do you call it? They call it charge sheet. I'll see that you get charge sheet and you are thrown out of this train. Mm. He was shouting like that.
Charge sheet.
Charge sheet. Charge sheet. Charge for some criminal act.
An arrest record.
Mm-hmm.
Not an arrest record.
Like a summons to come and appear.
So, all that Baba said, why did he do like that? Mm-hmm. He just. So he started saying, keep quiet. Don't speak a word. Baba says, and he tells me to go and sit at the door. And he takes Baidul on his side. I was feeling, I don't know what to say. Well, we'll see what is going on. So we just remain seated, and soon the train is delayed. Mm-hmm. We don't know why the train is not moving. And there's a lot of, you know, we could see the atmosphere, and we could hear people. There are many other khadi, Congress cap and khadi cap people there, moving out. They all entered, and he comes there and points at me. He is the one who shot me out. Do you know? Then he tells the station police department has uniform. They have come with their full dress, uniform and all that. So he says, this is the man who shoved me out and I fell down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hurt myself and all that. So I looked at him. I didn't say anything. Mm. I didn't say anything. I just remained calm. And he's accusing me. And there are so many people in the carriage. You see, they are all witnesses. Did you not notice this? Yes, they all said, because he is the leader. Said, they knew it.
Yeah.
They were all Gujaratis there. So I just kept quiet. So he says, take the statement of all the passengers here. Mm. They are the witnesses, and then charge sheet them. Mm. Well, we just kept quiet. He said nothing. So strange. Then he got down within a half. He got down from that compartment. Mm. He ordered them. So then these police people come, you see. So instead of asking us anything, they started each passenger, and each one tells a blatant lie. Mm. All made up stories. We are hearing
that they're seeing.
Yeah, they are saying things and all that sort of thing. And all that, the person comes to me in the course. Mm. He has taken half the compartment, the witnesses, statements, all sheet after sheet, while the train is moving now. So then he comes to me, have you anything to say? I said, yes. What is it? I said, we did not do anything. I didn't do anything.
That's what Simon said here.
I said, I didn't do anything. He says, but don't you realize these are the witnesses? They said that you shoved him out there and he fell down. They have witnessed that. Mm. Oh, I said, he fell down. And he says, aren't you all witnesses to the fact that there was torrential rain at the station where, when we had stopped the train. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there any rainfall? He says, yes, there was rain. I said, suppose if a person were to fall down and he had spotlessly clean dress on him, you had noticed that. Was there any stain there? So he just looked at me. That's how I said, you see. That was what I said, simply that. Was there any stain there? He didn't say anything. He couldn't want to, he didn't want to commit himself. Mm. This is what I had to say. And I kept quiet. Then he again started taking witnesses. And he then just said, no, he was the one who shoved him and all that. So they started to, you won't believe. Beyond this little statement that I gave, nobody took the statement of Baba or any of the Baidul or Chagan or Ganga, nothing of the sort. Nothing. Mm. When this our station came after 4 hours, you see, we just got down from it, heaved a sigh of relief. And we, Baba says, come on, let's get out of the station. So that's how we got out. I don't know what made those people blind, not even taking statement or anything from us. Or signature, anything, nothing. Nothing of the sort. They kept themselves busy taking the statement of the witnesses.
And the witnesses think you'd switch places with Baidu?
No, but the confusion, you know, Laurie, you have no idea. People get just hypnotized, you see, with the crowd. They have no idea what's happening. Mm. Very subtly, Baba simply said, you come here and you change. So I thought that, well, he is asking me because Baidul will blurt out things in English. And I would be the person, if somebody asks in English, I can at least reply, or in Gujarati or something, because Baidul's Gujarati was horrible too. It's proportion. So that's how it happened. Very critical situation. Otherwise it would have been a terrible thing for us.
Was this during Boston?
Such are the things that we had to encounter. Then there's another, the story reminds me of another thing, episode. What had happened was that same period, but we were now the guests of the commissioner of the place, who was a Baba follower. Very great person. He was honored and loved by the government. He was in Parsi. His name was Jal Kerawala. You may have heard that. So he was the one. So. We were his guests in that, and we were shy, you see, of going to back to the station. How will we get into the compartment? What about the accommodation? How? What will happen? All the time it would be like that, you see. As Ranok says, calling wobbles, is there a word like that in your stomach? Yeah, stomach. In your stomach you get that.
Butterfly.
It was like that, yeah, all the time. As soon as the train would come popping in inside, you see, oh my, what to do now, how to get inside, where will we find the accommodation, it will be like that. We'll be ready, you see, behind Baba to push him up through a window. Somebody has to rush inside and get inside first, and then we can push Baba, and the train is going to leave, and all this sort of thing, you see. So with this, there was nothing, there was calm and peace, because we were with the authority. Not authority of the town, but the whole district was under him. So he had made arrangements for a whole carriage was reserved for us. Not only four of us, carriage of 64, all were made to get down. They were all taken out by the police. Get out, get out, this is reserved, reserved, reserved. So then he says to Baba, go down. We travel happily. Hope you have a comfortable journey. Baba is very happy. And he embraces Jal Kerawala, and we are all happy and all that. And Baba says, now lie down. Means have a good... just lie down, take rest on your backs. Carriage of 64 for only 5 of us. So we were there. Little did we know what was in store for us. So we enjoyed one junction after another junction. The next junction means one junction we, you know, those fast trains, they don't stop at small stations, they stop at junctions, as we call them here. Big stations. Big cities and big stations. So one junction passed by happily. We were there, nice. Gustaji was there with us. He was also having good rest. Good for him. And the second junction, what a crowd. And all the militaries. Without our knowledge, the guard had said military, reserved for military. On the outside, he had scribbled in chalk. So all the military people came inside. And they came inside, and we said, it's reserved. What, on what authority you say these people, military people, are they're very rough and crude people? So this is on what authority? I said, authority? We have sat there from that station, you see, and it was reserved for us, and we are coming, we are traveling like that. So this is, no, call the guard. He says, you call the guard if you want. And we had no courage to call the guard because we didn't make any reservation for anything. Mm-hmm. Third class, nobody reserves third class. So we can say it like that, you see, but we can't prove it. Although we have the backing of the commissioner, but the commissioner means it's passed beyond the districts, two districts are passed. No more jurisdiction there. So we kept quiet. So we made Baba lie down there, and we sat there. And so there was another military person. Baba was lying here, and the military person was here. He sat there. And there were, then he sat like this, you see. Because we sat down, carriage was all vacant. So all these people sat, some lied down, laid themselves down. And this man who was by Baba's feet, Baba's head was there, and I remained seated by his head. He was lying down. So he sat there, like this, you see. Then gradually he started slipping, you see. Because the train rolled down. We had a fight. We kept quiet. We overlooked all this. Everything was quiet. So he gradually, as the train is moving, so he feels sleepy, and he just slides down and down and down, and his legs like that. And then gradually pushes his way further and pushes those people out, his own personal military work. And he has his legs there with his huge boots there, and Baba's his bare feet. So he goes on pushing Baba's feet like that.
You're seeing
this? I'm seeing this. So I got so wild, you know. And then he, in the meantime, he was lying there with his feet there on Baba's. So Baba just took his feet down like this. Means he took his feet and brought them in. So then he, naturally he could spread himself, spread out. And I couldn't tolerate. So what I did was, I said, hey, I woke him up. I said, don't you see that this my elder brother is lying here and he needs rest? He says, so what? Don't I need rest? So don't I need rest? We are fighters. I said, yeah, you're fighters, but see that you don't kick an elderly person like that. You're kicking with your boots, you don't know, because you were asleep. I didn't want to disturb you. But you're harming my elder brother. So he just went to sleep as if he ignored me. I lost my temper. I lifted his legs, you see, and just threw them down.
And he went flying down?
Yeah, he went down. So there was a terrible upheaval in the compartment. Molesting a military person like that. And they all started telling me things, you know, and I tried to defend and so forth, verbal exchanges, all going up and down. And then Baba said, keep quiet. So I just kept quiet.
All right.
So he again, everything was silent again. So he again started doing that. I again started getting up. And I said, hey, don't do that. If you want to sleep, sleep properly, but don't you try to kick my elder brother like that. So it went on. He started pushing further with vengeance now. So Baba took his feet inside more and more, and Baba sat down. And I couldn't tolerate this. Again, I started to flare up. Baba said to me, if you speak a single word more, I'll tell you, I'll pull the chain and get down. You know, when you pull the chain,
emergency,
I'll get down. If you speak a single word more. So I remain quiet. What can I do? Helpless. He told us all of us, never speak a word now anymore. Enough of all this headache. He used to converse like that. Even before he dropped the board, we were well versed with this sort of thing. So we just said, wow. I still remember after a couple of junctions, and Baba also sat quiet. We were so sad about the whole thing, you know. We had the whole compartment to ourselves. Now we don't have a place to sit properly. So we are sitting quietly. so we are sad. Prana looks, I don't know, but this has happened. So ticket collector comes. Ticket. So they have the vouchers, of course. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care for the military, he cares for the civilian, but we are there, only civilian. Mm-hmm. This is all about ticket. So I just got the ticket. And just kept quiet. Not a word, no. Mm-hmm. So he checks the ticket, they were all right. He says, why are you all sad? So we can't say it. So he looks at us. Somebody has died at your place, you're going to somebody. Oh. I just said, but why are you all sad? What's the matter? Yes, and he looked at us and he left us. Mm. He even said that. Mm. Why are you all so sad?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You couldn't even answer for that. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the one where the soldiers, for some reason, fighting on themselves?
Oh, yeah, that I have told them many times. That was another thing. A lot of things like that, you see. Horrible, horrible tales are there. Another thing, that something is very humorous also. Just shut this tape recorder. You know, rags. Yeah. And empty baskets and many things were there. So he would collect. He had collected a lot of them. So once we were on a long journey, and he had collected a lot of stuff of that sort. And he, being an old man, naturally the responsibility was of Vishnu to see to the luggage. While we were trying to take Baba inside the compartment, Vishnu had to see that luggage also enters. Means he had to count the pieces and all that sort of thing. One station, while we were boarding the train, it so happened that all this kachara, as we call it, kachara means rubbish, was there, in addition to our luggage. So Vishnu was taking great pains, because we had also vested interest in this, what you call kachara, means rubbish. Why? What is the vested interest is that later on when this is sold in the market, there's a demand for this, all empty baskets, newspapers, so they weigh and then they give money, and from the money we used to buy candies. So we had the vested interest, that's why we were doing all this, otherwise why should we do? Poor Gustaji will take the trouble and be under such ridiculous circumstances on the station platform, he'll go after a chit of paper that is there flying, he'll go cash there and get the thing and all that, he would do that. But our duty was to see that it's all bundled properly and taken and sold even eventually.
Then we have
a candy. So we used to do that. So we had that vested interest, but we were fed up of all this. Means, after all, with a candy, what is all the trouble is in vain like that, you see. What is a candy after all? So Vishnu was, he had remarked once, well, because this heap of rubbish was increasing. And unfortunately that day, in that hurry and scurry, one of our suitcases was missing when we boarded the train. Because of the rubbish, because all the rubbish was heaped properly, but we lost one of our suitcases. And as soon as we boarded the train and we had settled, then each one naturally looks whether his bag is there or not. Each one's responsibility is there. So somebody said, but where is my luggage? Where is my suitcase? I don't see my suitcase. So Vishnu started counting and all. Sure enough, there was one missing. Vishnu got so wild. And Baba says, what happened? You were in charge of it. Why didn't you see it? And it had all come to him, to his lips now. So he burst. He says, because of him, all the rubbish he collects, you see, and we have to see to it and all that. And he just, and Baba then even pressed him all the more. He lost his temper. He opened the door in the running train and started throwing all the rubbish out. One after the other. Gustaji is trying to retrieve. He says, no, get out from here. Everything was thrown out.
What would Baba's attitude be during those things? Just taking part in it
like everybody else, enjoying most of the time.
Did Gustaji collect the rubbish under Baba's instructions? Or
No. Baba overlooked all these things. It was his nature. He would collect anything.
You mean Gustaji would just collect all that stuff and Baba would just...
Yeah, he would ignore. He would just he would smile sometimes. Sometimes he would help the studies. While going on the platform, Baba would point out, look at this. And Gustaji would go in for it. In the meantime, if the wind blows, then Gustaji runs. It's all that. These are children at the same time, grown up, rough, tough, everything mixed, combination of all this.
The band of merry men.
Yeah, you may call it that way. A desperate people, desperate men. But they were real good days with him. No doubt about it.
When you were traveling like that, did I know they say that when Baba was traveling in the plane, coming to the States, that kids would just stop and be fascinated by it. Were people often drawn to you, to Baba?
To Baba? Yeah.
I know I've heard some stories which you had difficulty explaining things to people off.
But we can put them off very easily because Baba would put thoughts in our minds that way. All sorts of thoughts would come, you see, spontaneously. But the thing that gave me real great chuckle and to all those who were by my side is that which I always quote, you see, when people recognized him and would say that he's Imel Baba. All of a sudden I didn't know what to say now. So thought he poured that thought in my mind. So what did he say? Imel Baba. What? And finished. So he took it for granted that I don't know who Mer Baba is, he cannot be Mer Baba then. You follow?
So without saying a line?
Yeah, without saying a line. We have to do all this sort of thing. But on the spur of the moment, you have to be very alert. There was a case once, we were seated on a station platform, and we were waiting for a train, open platform, very small station. No roof on the platform. We were there in midsummer there, sitting on bedding rolls we had, and we were waiting for the next train to come. So we sat there. So as we sit, you know, we are, just as there is a complaint by you people, some of you people, that people there in the market, they gaze at us, they look at us. But same thing with us. Whenever we go to different parts of India, it's the same thing that happened with us also. They would come and look at us. Who are these people? What's the matter? Who are these people like that? So there were two of people there, stood there and looked at us. And we never spoke or anything, but we just kept sitting. They came, they stood there, and we used to ignore them. So we just remained seated. Then what happened is, the two more came, seeing the two. And seeing the four more came, and there was a big circle around. And we were seated quietly, you see. And they didn't know why there were so many people around. Afterwards, they didn't know. If you were to ask, why are you standing? Nobody would say anything. But they came and stood there, and they looked. They continued to look at Baba.
Would Baba be looking back at them, or he'd just be looking
at them? No, just like that.
Off in the air, off in the air.
Yeah, not at anybody. Like that. So then what would happen? What happened once was, this is a very good thing. So in that crowd came a woman. A woman was standing there, and even noticing Baba, watching Baba. And I don't know what inspired her or anything like that. Why did she say it? We don't know. So what she said is, why do you all waste your time like this? Why don't you take him to the place here? There is a good place here. There is a shrine of a great saint. And if you were to ask for speech for him, he will surely get speech. How handsome he is, how young he is, and he cannot speak, I know it. Why didn't you go there and invoke the blessings of that saint there? So then naturally we have to say something, otherwise it is embarrassing for Baba now. So he says, it's all right, we'll say, yeah, thank you for telling us, we'll think about it. So no, there's no need to waste your time. Go now, there's still time. No, says our train will be coming any moment. No, still time, you go there. Next time, we'll see about it. That's how it will be. So with her all feelings, you see, for Baba, who cannot speak, and is so young, so handsome. Why don't you invoke for blessings? Go, go, get. He'll speak. Now, how to tell these people that, well, about who's going to explain all these things? You should try.
Mr. Chancellor, you've probably taken him to the shrine, he's broken the silence. Yeah.
So why did he even come? Well, yeah. He wouldn't come.
Yeah.
There was another congressman, you see, while traveling. We thought that, well, this compartment was to ourselves at the time. Luckily we got one compartment, small compartment, to ourselves. Nobody was there. And Baba then all planned ahead, you see, that we'll play cards. We had taken a pack of cards also, that after that incident, we continued to take pack of cards with us. So he knew that. So then we'll play cards and all this, nice, comfortable and all that. One station passed by, and there was some passengers came. So we would say, well, you please go ahead, this is reserved. We would say everything, anything. It was reserved by us, for us. So that's how it is. Yeah. Meaning everything was forgiven to us. So we would say things. So that would put them off. Respectable people are there saying that it must be so. So they go. But there was one leader, Congress leader, who came. He said, what do you mean that it's reserved? There's no board here. He says, yeah, but it is reserved by us. We have been traveling like that, so we would like to be to ourselves, you see. But there's a lot of room now in the train. It's not overcrowded. You can go there. No, why should I go there? Can I not travel here? Have I not the right to travel in this compartment? I said, of course you have a right, but you should realize how tired we are. We'd like to be to ourselves, and we'd like to have a little rest. And please go. We would be like that too, you see. We will be very rude or rough like that. So Baba is seeing to all this. Baba is there, quietly sitting down, and I am arguing with that man. Oh, he says, here, I must go. He opened the door and he pushed himself, put his foot there and put the trunk inside and everything there.
He came alone.
He came with a coolie. What do you call coolie? What do you call that?
Porter.
So his trunk was there. He put the trunk inside, he shoved it inside and went and sat there. In spite of our request, such request, it was nothing short of pleading and begging, asking him to leave us alone. He said,
Baidal wasn't there?
Baidal was there.
He killed him later.
He also said and spoke and all that. But then what happened, Baba tells us now, where his silence was used, perfectly was under such circumstances. Mm-hmm. Because if he had spoken loudly, naturally the man would have heard. But we who knew his silence, we could know what he means by in silence, so we could understand. So he says, none of you speak. Keep quiet, keep silent.
Just a gesture?
Yeah.
Just that?
So we remain silent. And then when we remain silent, then he said, it means amongst us you can speak. But with him,
fantastic.
Okay, so now we realize what he is meaning thereby, you see. So immediately we start out, you see, and Gustaji then starts with his this, and he's telling some hilarious joke, and we laugh, and we speak out, and then we talk amongst ourselves and all that. So he comes to me, he was sitting by my side, near the door.
Yeah.
He says, where are you all going? So I just looked at him. and then we continued to talk with him. So, and we started talking anything, you see. Then we overdid all that. And he, quite often, would come. From where have you all come? So nothing. Look at him.
Shoot him a look.
Yes, shoot him a look. His total look, you see, of disgust about him. So that's what Baba wanted us to do. So it worked miraculously. Next station, you see, he waited for the train to come, stop at the station. He was such in such a great hurry to get out from this lunatic asylum. He called, he started shouting, porter, 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 coolie, 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 coolie. So then he opened the door, and then Baba told us to thank him, shake hands and thank him. So we thanked him, we helped the man to put, he wanted to, so we'll put it, we started speaking with him then. And he left us.
He said, oh, you guys are nice.
So Baba then tells us he deserved that. He deserved that.
It's incredible.
Yes, such are the...
First I think that Baba's son, then I have to remember Gustaji's son, and then you all keep quiet, no one says a word.
Eric, can you tell the story of when Baba had Gustaji break the silence for just a few sentences?
No, not Gustaji, it was another person. He came for the Amartiti, that man with a beard and a big bunch of bun here,
oh, nice.
Mauni Boa, he was the one.
Abhi said it was Gustaji.
There was no such thing in my hearing. 9 or 10 years or something like that to prove that he...
In Guru Prasad it was, there were doctors who had come and says, we have heard that you are observing silence for so many years. He says, yes. This self-imposed silence for my universal work, I don't speak. But I can speak. So they said, it's impossible. From a medical point of view, you will not be able to speak. But Baba says, this silence is quite different. I can speak. When I want, I'll break my silence and speak. But according to medical art, medical profession, it's impossible for the vocal cords to function after some 7 or 3 years or something, they say. So then Baba, instead of arguing with that man, he looked around and that man was there, this man who every time he comes for the Amartiti. So he called him. Asked him, through his gesture, how many years you have kept silence? So he said,
10.
So I said, 10 years? So he said, yeah. So Baba then orders him, says, break your silence and speak the name of God loudly. So he broke his silence and spoke out. Parabrahma Paramatma. So there's 10 years silence. That's all.
And then he told him to start it again right after that.
Then he said, keep silent.
Is he still silent?
I missed that. Is this fellow still silent, and was he silent on Baba's orders to begin with?
Yeah.
He's still silent.
Still silent.
Hmm.
What is his name?
Mauni Baba. Mauni means silent. One who has observed silence. Mauni Baba.
Didn't he begin it on his own and Baba continued to...
Continue with it. But it was under, he wanted to break the silence, so Baba said, no, continue with it and keep silent. He had observed silence for 2 or 3 years when he came in contact. I think Balnapu brought him. So that's how it was. So then Baba told him, keep continuing. So under Baba's orders, he was continuing silence.
He started silence before he even met
Baba. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people in India who observe silence like that.
I remember someone in something about Baba saying that there are many who do that, but they're almost none of them lead the total life of activity constantly that Baba does.
These people remain secluded, quiet, and all that. He only mixes when he comes to for Amartiti, otherwise he remains quiet. But we have seen not only people observing silence, but people standing on 1 foot, one leg, for years together. Their leg becomes like a pillar. Some have got a little cradle like that, you see, the one leg and cradle like that. And all sorts of...
They sleep
some
standing
have
up?
Their legs like this, you see.
They sleep standing.
So what they do, you know how they sleep? So they stand on one leg, like that. They stand on one leg, you see. And then they have the special things, you see, like that. But then what happens is, when they feel it, there is a sort of a little swing for them, and there is a platform there. So they just rest on it and sleep like that, standing. Yes?
Same style.
What you find is the infinite internal existence, That means, that implies that there is no nook and corner where I am not. Even that nook and corner